Hello and welcome to the Comedy Club Podcast. I am your host, Dustin Kaufman, here at the Comedy Club in Kansas City. With me today, the one, the only, one of my favorite people on the planet from the second I met you, Mr. Gareth Reynolds.
How often are you telling people that?
Not from the second I met them.
Okay. Well,
you know,
but that's the thing, you book
my favorite people.
Yeah, and it's hard. It's hard for you because you're like, I love them.
I love everyone.
That's great.
I love
you. But I agree. The second I met, it was like when two dogs and you're like, whoa, they're really, these fucking two dogs are really hitting it off. Like you and I right away are like, yeah.
I know. I had like that quick connection with a few people. Eric Griffin, just we started talking immediately, like, and just several people. And so, yeah, I do have a lot of people that come here that I just, Shane Torres and JC Carias and just so many people that I just, like, dear friends and stuff, you know. And so.
That's one of the great things about not only what you do, but being a former comic.
Yeah.
Because you do, like...
I met most everybody as a comic, but definitely not everybody. Because I've met a good chunk of them later just here, and I don't really perform that much anymore.
But then there's sometimes where you get someone who you don't know, and they're probably kind of a prick.
It happens.
Yeah.
It happens.
And that's a downer.
Very rarely does it happen here.
Yeah.
But there's an occasional, like... You know what I mean?
And
like,
then let's say they do good numbers.
I know.
Do you bring them back?
It depends on how much of a prick.
Yeah.
Because we have just a wonderful calendar. And,
yeah.
I'm here because I want to be and I love it. So, like, I don't need to deal with bullshit.
It's a, like, great advantage.
There's no, keep that shit at home.
I know.
You know, what is it, the major league? Bring that shit to me, man.
Like, that is like a top five performance in cinema history.
Fuck you, Joe Boo.
Fuck you, Joe Boo. I watched that movie recently and I was like, because that movie was filmed in Milwaukee.
Was
where
it?
I'm from,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was like, we heard, I mean, I was young, but I was like, I always wanted to be in entertainment. And so when I knew there was a movie being shot in Milwaukee, you know, it's like you'd see pictures on the wall at Major Goolsby's and you'd be starstruck, like Tom Berenger.
I was just talking about that movie the other day too, actually. It was just such a great, it really is a great of its
fucking
kind.
Perfect.
Yeah, it really is.
And then they just started fucking it up with sequel after sequel.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I don't have to deal with it. I don't want to deal with it.
Good.
Please be respectful no matter where you go. There was people in place when I started and when we started here in KC, despite everything about the club and the club owners, there were good mentors in place.
What was this place before?
Well, this place was always, we're our first one here, but
there
was Stanford's and Westport and stuff.
Yeah.
And their managers and the people that ran the mics and talked to people were like headliners and veteran comedians. So they taught us to respect the industry,
yep,
to respect the house, the staff, like to... The light, just all of it.
It's one of the weird things about the way it all works now, because there's so much more leapfrogging. Like, I think the previous version of all of this was also weird, where there were gatekeepers and all that shit. But then now you do get the leapfroggers where people, I don't know, like, don't know the appreciation factor for being able to do this, I
guess. There are definitively people headlining who are not comedians.
Yeah.
And they don't have that respect for the industry that maybe we were taught. And you're right. It is an appreciation. It's having to work your ass off for years, or like the going through the mics, working your way up the ladder. You're just going from your couch to headlining.
Yeah. I also think I did a gig, and
that's not everybody.
No.
But those people do exist.
But I did a gig, and I did a weekend, and the week before, the manager was like, they had a guy who was on a very popular podcast that's about stand-up that rhymes with Kill Roney. and they have one of those guys.
Unalive.
And they said the guy was there and he was just kind of a prick. And they're like, brought everyone down, and like, and then you walk in. It's just because, you know, you don't know that it's a pleasure and a real,
it's like
you're lucky.
Like, and I take real pride in it. And I'm really like, we during COVID, we ran karaoke for a short time. And I canceled it because I got tired of seeing people stand on that stage who I believe didn't deserve.
Wait, hold on. During COVID, you ran karaoke? Is that not like worse than doing shows? What were you, what sort of weird? They were like, you can't perform unless it's a cover.
I mean, I don't know what to say.
That's such a.
People came out for it. And then I can't, but I.
Who was doing karaoke? Comics? Anyone? You just ran
not
karaoke.
Comics. It was regular karaoke. It was.
I don't even understand.
We were just trying to make some extra money.
What was the thinking though? That
because people would come out for it.
But why couldn't you do a comedy show and you could do karaoke?
We were doing comedy shows.
Oh, okay, right. Okay,
and people came out for whatever they came out for, but right. It wasn't.
Okay, I thought it was like no shows allowed, and you were like karaoke, no. And like the mayor was like, yes.
We were only shut down for like 2 months.
Yeah, right. You were one of the, yeah. I remember. Yeah. You were, I think you were one of my first clubs.
We were one of the first clubs back. Yeah. Yeah. Fucking, we did it. But like, I canceled it because I didn't, in my head, I was like, these people haven't earned the right to stand on that stage.
Unfortunately, the philosophy behind karaoke is people who don't deserve to be on stage. That's the whole energy of karaoke night. That's why karaoke night fucking sucks. Because if you go to, it's like, if you go to a bar and they're like, we're going to do trivia or someone's setting up a speaker, I'm like, get the fuck out of here. But if you're going to karaoke, you have the people who are there every Monday night. They do 4 to 5 songs, and you're sort of like, this is a weird thing for you. This is your loophole.
Some people really get into it.
And are good, but really you're good. You know, you're kind of just sitting there going, well, no.
No.
Please?
I just was like,
you know, we have access to the originals.
Not on my stuff.
You know, we could play
Spotify.
We could actually play Led Zeppelin if we were into it. Instead of having Clark sing it.
Hey, let's just get around and listen to music.
And we could actually... Here's an idea for the bar. Play music. And we don't need these people who are like the quiet people at work. They don't need to be here. We don't need them mic'd.
What about music videos? Just would people show up just to watch old music videos?
Well...
That you can watch on YouTube?
There's the dive bar thing where they put on old weird movies and they play music, and I like that. But it is weird you walk somewhere. Anytime someone, if you're at a bar and they're doing something that isn't based around conversation and alcohol, I become like a 60-year-old white Navy vet where I'm just sort of like, enough with your talk, with trying to chat. I don't want to do trivia. Enough. You know, they let the young people move into this neighborhood. Now we can't just watch Bruce Lee. And yell at each other.
We had David Koechner's trivia, office trivia.
Great.
It was so much fun.
He's the greatest.
Yeah. It was so much fun.
Why does Kansas City have so many famous people who are Chiefs fans?
Speaking of, we just had Eric Stone Street stop in to watch Greg Warren over the weekend. That was really cool.
That's great.
I know. Speaking of KC Chiefs fans.
Were you trying to get him on stage or anything?
No.
Yeah, that's
a good idea. It's, you know, you get him in the back door before you seat to the green room, and once the room's sat, you bring him in the back door to a table that nobody sees him, and then right when the show's over, you walk him back to the green room, and nobody even knows he's there. He's having a great time, seeing his friends, he sees the show.
You get it.
You get it.
Hollywood, Kansas. Hollywood KC. No, but Koechner is one of the greatest.
As genuine and polite as could be.
Koechner?
No, it's Stone Street.
Yeah, Koechner's the worst. No.
Koechner also was
Koechner, so I went, nice. I went on the road with Koechner for a axe show. Point is, Koechner and I were on a tour bus for like 12 days together. And that man is, first of all, one of the most lovely gentlemen, but also is maybe the best at being famous I've ever seen. He understands he has a superpower, and he allows anyone who wants, even if someone looks at him and doesn't want to approach him, he'll go up and be like, let's take a picture. And people are like, what's going on?
Koechner actually did this podcast when he was in town.
The best.
Go back. If you guys are watching, go back.
Not now.
Check out. Not now. Yeah, finish this episode.
Finish this one because it's a
banger.
And
then go check out the David Koechner episode.
Yeah, but again, stay here for a little while. We got some good stuff coming up.
So how have you been?
Really good. I
heard banana.
No good, dude.
I
miss you.
I dyed my beard today.
Yeah, what's going on?
I mean,
but you only dyed a little bit?
Well, I dyed most of it. I mean, this is, and all, I mean, that's how gray it was. That's like a couple days ago.
But
like,
why are you doing the Fran Drescher, my cousin Vinny, in the beard? Okay.
But you can see even here in the picture.
It's very gray.
It already had the streak. So before any other grays, I had the streak. And I was like, okay.
All right. What did you use? Just for Men?
Yeah.
And you, how did you leave yourself a landing strip?
I did it on purpose.
How did you do it, though? You just kind of estimated?
I just brushed around it. No. It was already this.
I know that.
So, like, I had
graying I get it.
Around it.
Yeah, I know.
So, what's your question?
My question, I understand. You just showed me the original picture. I get it.
I just brushed
it. Why keep the gray part? It's a fashion thing?
I don't think so. I think it's
wearing an Oscar the Grouch hoodie.
I always called it like the Rogue stripe from like X-Men Rogue in the movie when she just gets the gray. Because my beard naturally did that before it was gray. I just had this.
Oh, you always had a dead spot.
I always like for the last 5, 10, 6, 7 years, this was always graying with the rest of it down. And then it just got.
It's not that I dislike it. It's just that it's.
How does it become that?
Yeah. And why?
I think it was like.
And how long does Just for Men stay in?
I don't know.
It can't be that long, but I will say it's pretty good.
It's not the 30. It's not the. It's not the one day. The 24-hour one.
No. Does that exist?
I think so. If you want to test it out.
When I was in college, there was a student film, and I was going to play the devil in it. And the guy was like, "We need you to dye your hair black," but he's like, "We got a temporary dye," and they dyed my eyebrows. Same thing, and it was probably 10 days after. Where I was like, hey, man, this shit's not washing out. And he was like, really? He's like, I don't know what to tell you. And I was like, wait. And they had just fully dyed me with black. They dyed my hair.
They did not use temporary black at all. Oh, my God.
And then it was like any woman that I talked to about it was like, I don't think that exists. Like, he was like, 30 washes it comes out. But he was saying 30 washes because that meant he was like, he got 30 washes away from me before I was like, hey, asshole. The Prel's not working. And he's like, sorry to hear that.
Wash it once a week, 30 washes.
Yeah. He's like, see you in the summer. Au naturel.
Once it grows out.
Yeah, it'll grow out. It was like.
Just shave it, it'll grow out red, my man.
It looked, well, yeah, nobody's like dying to get back to this hair color, but it was still, I looked crazy.
If it was my natural hair color, I'd want it back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted.
This has been in my head a little bit.
All beards are in your head. You're telling me you're going to go back to the Kechner episode with stuff like that?
But
come on, that's great content. That's the clip.
I think maybe I was afraid of people's thoughts about dyeing my beard or something like that. But once
when was the last time you shaved?
Well,
I've never seen you clean.
No.
Why is that?
I don't
want
to.
Walk the audience through that.
I don't know.
What are you hiding?
I'm going to mask with laughter.
It's a good look. It's a you. I couldn't imagine you any different.
I don't know why.
How long have you had all the hair, the facial hair?
18.
Since you were 18?
Like, I used to, a couple times in my 20s, for a little bit, I would have, like, a razor width of, like, on each side. So, uh-huh. Like, big, but I pretty much have worn beards since I was 18 years old. There was a couple early 20s clean shaven. When I first started comedy, I was like, oh, this is what I should do. Like,
the idea that you got to get dressed up for stand-up is so funny.
Don't do that. I was like, don't do that, Dustin.
Well, no, did you? I saw, this is so dumb to reference videos, but there was, I actually hate when people are like, have you seen this video? I'm like, that's not human interaction. But there was a video of like a barbershop like flexing on the redo he did on a guy with a big beard and longer hair.
Yeah.
And it was like when they shaved his beard, everyone was like, oh my God, because the amount of fat under this guy's neck, it was the beard was doing a lot of lifting for the guy's look. And then this barber was like, how do you like it? And the guy's like, I don't know, I look pretty bad, I guess. And it went viral, so he was probably like, cool, thank you.
That was this year, or no, because this is 3 days into the year, 2 days into the year. But like sometime mid last year, I went in for a whatever, just a trim. And I even, this lady gives me this, like, she shaves the mustache really short and then brings it down from the top and cuts it at the lip. And I'm like, I was so mad.
Did you stop her?
I didn't.
We never do.
I'm like, what do you, it was like this Cuban pedo stash, kind of like.
Oh my God, I know exactly, yeah, right. That's kind of what I was picturing.
Yeah, and I was like, this is.
You look like a Fred Armisen character.
So I shaved my mustache and let it grow back. I was not happy. And my hair doesn't grow crazy fast. I'm not growing a full mustache or beard back overnight. It took about a month to grow it back.
Why are we in hostage positions when we're in the middle of a bad hair situation?
Stop. Just don't.
Like, you really could be like.
Here's the thing.
But you just sit there, and then at the end, you're like, thank you very much. And then you leave, and you're like, that awful piece of shit. But, like, in there, you're like, $10 a tip. Thank you so much.
You can correct them at the end, but you don't realize what's happening until it's.
Lady, next time.
Bro, you don't realize what's happening until it's happened.
I know. It's part of it.
It's like, oh, God, what did you do?
I was actually talking to this woman I know, and she was saying she fucking, at the end of a haircut, I was like, this is my dream. Because she was like, this is a bad haircut. And like the woman was like, I'm sorry. She was like, it really is. This is not what I wanted. I've never, you just sit there just like, I remember I was getting headshots once and I thankfully was getting this haircut early enough so that my hair grew back. But I remember telling this woman, I'm getting pictures and I want a very specific hairstyle. And then she just was yapping away and just like buzzed my head. And I was like, where is the woman I talked to? I was talking to a woman before this about the game plan.
There's no game
plan. And then it's like I left. I was like, that was awesome. Thank you. And then I just was like, well, I'll never go back to sports clips.
Mine was in sports
clips. Yeah, I went to sports clips. And I was like, what? By the way, it was also like she was the only woman without a weight. And then I was like, of course. Because everyone was like, she's crazy.
Do you ever sit there waiting, like when it's not like a specific, like I don't go to a specific person.
Yeah, me either.
Right? So when you go in, you see all the people there and your brain's going, please don't let me get that
one. Oh, the math.
Please don't let me get that one.
The math, when you're like, Suzanne's good. Darren's out of his mind.
You already know who's.
And you're like, Jesus Christ, how long is she going to be sweeping up? She's done.
Yeah.
And then Darren's like, we're ready to go. You're like, not Darren. And he's like, how are you? The shakes are back. So what do we want? And you're like, oh no. He's like, sorry, I'm tremoring pretty hard.
I'm ready to do it, boss.
There you go. I might just do clippers only. I saw this guy in Pakistan who burns hair off. Do you mind if we try that? You're like, I don't know. It seems a little dicey. Meanwhile, Suzanne's banging out tens. It's like, there you go. You're like, Darren. He's like, oh boy. If my hand could weep. I'm having a hand breakdown. You're the haircut where he's like, I can't do this anymore. You're like, Dad, what the fuck? I have pictures in 9 days.
You have lovely hair right now.
Oh, thank you.
Is it a little longer here? Is that?
Yeah, I have no real, I just, once I get a haircut, I go, I'll go figure this out for a little bit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I like it.
I like shorter on the sides and then.
I think it's probably popular now, but it reminds me of a lot like 90s magazines and stuff like that a little bit.
So my girlfriend just a lot of times is like telling me what to do. And she'll just be like, this is the stuff.
Did she tell you to bring your down in the front?
No, I didn't even get to talk to her before the show. So I didn't know if I would get approval, but I think she would.
Do you not? Is this the first time you've worn it?
I think I can't. Longer? It's hard for me to know what it looks like right now, but I think no. It's kind of the vibe.
Okay.
This is kind of the vibe.
That's normal.
Normal.
It looks like that's about an everyday occurrence.
You don't. It's hard for me because I like to talk, and then but it's like the hair. The person cutting your hair, you're like, you don't want to overly. You don't want to do too. It's like my Lyft driver. If you get into too good of a conversation with a Lyft driver, you're going to be 10 minutes late. Because I'll be also watching the GPS, and I'll be like, well, there's also a thing we're trying to pull off here, my man. You know, and he's like, that's crazy, dude. I didn't realize hold on. Oh, shit, I think I should have gone over there. And you're like, it's fine. But you're just like, ugh, shit, I talk too much, too well to this guy.
Do you like how I completely avoided your questions about why I left this? And
I know there's pain there.
And then...
Just, here's what I imagine.
Let's talk about your haircut experience.
Here's what I imagine. I imagine that. So and I are very similar. We both smoked a lot of weed. So I imagine you were smoking weed early, and when you're doing that, you just kind of are like, I was like that, and then I think you just kept smoking weed, and then you went from, I don't know what you did first, but you went into comedy where looks are so irrelevant. And then you started managing a club where it's completely irrelevant. You're the boss. Who gives a fuck what you
Nobody's
look like?
Gonna fire me.
Yeah, what is the fucking? I don't work for that guy. He's got a beard. But what is the reality?
Like, why did I the beard? I don't know. You know, I just like it.
The gray.
I am not. I didn't want to. I wasn't trying to hide.
Yeah, I get that. But your hair is gray.
It had gotten really gray.
That picture showed a lot of gray.
Yeah. And so, like, I'm actually kind of proud of, I mean, the more I dad, the more I gray, the more I work here, the more
we're know, dying.
It's stress.
They're
it's
dead.
Like, right?
Gray is death.
So, like, I've earned them.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to hide who I am. So I'm proud
They're
of
your stripes.
Like, it's my literal stripe. I like that.
I think I get that, but I also think,
and I like it.
I do too. But I don't think I don't think it's. I mean, in this society, like, it's not. You're not an imposter.
I mean,
I have.
You know,
especially if you're talking about using Just for Men on a podcast, you're not hiding from anyone.
No, because I did it. I mean, people see the fair. Yeah. I mean, somebody's gonna go, is it? Nobody's hardcore. They have.
Are you?
Like,
you're
my kids. Immediately, like,
are you? You're not single. You are single.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Are you on apps?
I mean, a little bit, but it's not much.
I wasn't sure if it was something to do with that.
No.
Because it's different when you're trying to get laid. How you look is different when you're trying to get laid.
Why will it help? Hi, ladies.
This is hurting.
Hello.
But how do you meet?
Are you single?
You're not even on the mic.
Are you single?
Yeah, you know people.
Are you a single lady?
How do you meet them? How do you meet?
Fucking don't, dude. I'm so busy. Like,
really?
And like, it's hard because like, I'm running here. I'm opening more clubs. I'm a single dad. I don't like it. I'm a good parent, so I don't introduce people to my kids right away.
Smart. But how often are you co-parent? Sort of. You're supposed to.
I am a full-time dad.
Are you really?
They're with their mom Wednesday afternoons for a couple hours and every other Friday night.
Oh, my God.
So, like, you know.
Jesus Christ. What do you have? Someone watching them?
Babysitters, my mom's, whatever. Just different.
That's wild.
You know. And they're getting older, so we can babysit a little less now. But, yeah.
Still, that is full-time shit. So, you don't have time.
So, like.
What about someone who comes to the club?
I don't know. Like, I don't want to. I'm not going to. You know, I'm not going to boink my employees. I don't boink comics.
Yeah,
I used to boink comics when I was a comic, but now
even then it's a terrible decision.
But I don't. So that's out. And then like, I don't want to fuck my customers. Like, you know, like the track record for my relationships is clear at this point is like zero because none of them have lasted forever. And so like, but I want my customers to come back forever. So
yeah, it's really hard to, I even think that
I'm in an industry, a weird industry where we're literally promoting to the entire fucking city.
And
I want
like,
50,000 people a year coming here.
Here's what this is what I've always strived for. And it means you have to err on the side of not being too aggressive is I just don't want to ever be a creep.
Right.
So if you don't want to be a creep, it definitely means you're calling different plays. It doesn't mean you can't throw the ball downfield every now and then.
Every once in a while.
Every once in a while. But you want to run a pretty conservative offense where you're not
conservative.
Yeah. Especially if you're if it's here, I got laid a fair amount just from doing stand up, but as someone who when fans would come out to my shit, that's a much different thing to be like hitting on a fan and try that. I'm like, even when I was single, I would be like, it's dice. You've got to really tell me what you want.
What if they hit on you?
Then that's okay.
Okay.
But even after a while that started to, so I had a stalker. The next hour I'm going to write is fully about my stalker. Like I just recorded an hour. Now I'm going to do like my stalker hour. But
is that true?
Yeah.
You're going to do a whole hour on it?
Yeah.
Good for you.
But the like, after post-stalker got a lot weirder. Like, I was way less, like, inclined to go home with people that came to my shit.
Yeah, I can see that. I got laid more when I performed.
Yeah.
Yes.
But it still would be weird for you to throw yourself up on shows here just to get laid because it's still your club.
I don't.
And then you can't go to other clubs to just perform to try to get fucked.
Try to get laid. That would not be the reason why I perform, though. Everyone, no, Sierra, no.
What time?
She gave me a 5 minute. So I don't want it to be over.
Do you still want to perform?
I write constantly, and then I rewrote my whole act. I got like a multimedia thing, like this whole. I really enjoy doing like a whole slideshow about
you
my
do
kids.
It?
Every once in a while, but like I want to build a community. I'm busy. Like I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't want to be the club owner who goes on and just club. It's like always.
It's funny because the amount of club owners who have no business being on stage who get on stage versus one who actually would have business being on stage won't. But I get it. I do think it's like
it's respect for the industry.
It is, and it's admirable
and it's
to not
a community.
It's admirable to understand that that is a different role to some extent.
And but the amount of time and energy to be good and stuff like that,
brutal.
I don't know that.
That's why I've been bad.
Like I have friends with who own clubs are like, dude, come out and feature, come out and hang out. Like,
but it's so and I'm fucking like, weird to feature, wouldn't it?
I don't know.
I mean, it's like you're the fucking king of the jungle, and now you're like, yeah, okay,
no,
I'll go
care.
Like.
You go out of town just to perform. I don't.
You'd go on the road to do feature?
Of course.
See, that I get.
That I just, I don't have an ego with that.
No, I'm not
even
saying.
I hardly have an ego here. Like, I mean, maybe a little. But, like, just confidence, you know. I'm happy, I'm happy with what I built.
All right, I got a pitch.
Like,
I got a pitch. You take a month off, shave, and you tour around Kansas City as a different comedian. And you shave, and you tour as Kustin Doffman.
Oh! No, I don't want to shave to do it. I don't have
we
to
We can come
shave.
Up with a different... Go see that woman who gave you the fucking Cuban mustache. Go see her and say, I want a trim.
I'm back.
Yeah.
I'm back.
Just a trim,
she
and then she'll
so cute too.
Give you the Castro.
It was hard to hate her, but I hate her. Like,
it's part of the trade-off. Part of the trade-off is that, the better the conversation. It's like the best bars are
she
not
was like,
the ones.
Could I ever, with this,
ugh, just
look
fucking,
how she wants you to
that's
look
That's so
something?
Funny. That would be, that's, you know what, that's actually a great model for, like, a hair place. Just like, give me what you would fuck. Give me the thing that's closest to what you would fuck. And then you're in Darren's chair, and you're like, Darren, no. And he's like, you know what?
All right. That's I know it's we're at two. So go sit in Darren's chair.
Sit in Darren's chair. Darren's on the road.
Where are you gonna be?
I'm gonna be at Darren's.
Where can people find you?
You can find me. My stalker could tell you where to find me.
Darren's.
You can find me at GarethReynolds.com for show dates. I do see other clubs. I want to be straightforward with you. And you can find me at Reynolds Gareth on the socials. And Gareth Reynolds TV is my YouTube.
Okay.
And listen to We're Here to Help and The Dollop. And I have a fucking third podcast called Next We Have. It's ridiculous.
I love your podcast. Yeah, go see him with The Dollop. Come right in a theater in your town, too, or work in your club. I love you.
I love you. It's great to see you.
It's great to see you.
Miss you.
Follow us at the Comedy Club KC or the Comedy Club LFK. Come to the Comedy Club of Kansas City or check out our show at our new club in Lawrence, Kansas. That's it. Go watch some past episodes. Subscribe to this show. Subscribe. Tell your friends. Please subscribe. Share. All that good stuff. Or go have a listen on Spotify. Bye.
Great, bro.